Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And once again, we're going to have Tim Polis with us here on Connected, talking about peace, the peace of God, which is a fruit of Holy Spirit, and it will be a blessing to you. So don't you go anywhere. You wait and listen to the program, because peace is something we all need in this day and age in which we live. You've heard us talk with Tim Polis before, and you've also heard me mention about the coaching CD for this month of May. When you give your best love gift of at least $15 to support Christian radio, we're going to send the coaching CD, Honoring God with Your Body. And we know that we're a triune being, and many times as Christians, we concentrate on our spiritual disciplines and effort to be a blessing to the Lord. But, you know, in this life, the body cannot be separated from the spirit. If it is, we pass on. And in order to glorify God in our bodies, to care for our bodies, to be good steward of our bodies, exercise is a big part. He will motivate you in this. So I look forward to hearing from you, dear partners and friends, as you support the ministry. And by the way, let me just tell you where you write is to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or you can go online and give at he'salive.net. We'll be back in a few minutes with Pastor Tim Polis.
My arms are yours, so let me
It's such a joy to have with me on Connected Pastor Tim Polis. And I have mentioned before that this month of May, we have a coaching CD. And this month's coaching CD is on exercise. All month long, as you give your best love gift, you'll get this motivating CD to get you up and moving and in better health. And thank you for doing this project with us.
I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to be a part of that project, and I believe in God it will help people.
Amen. Amen. Your health can improve starting today.
Yes.
And not only your physical health, but God wants us to have the very nature of Christ, and you're teaching on the fruit of the Spirit, which is the attributes of the Lord.
That's right. The character traits of Jesus Christ
yes.
are the fruits of the Spirit, and God, by the Holy Spirit, wants to produce them in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to manifest the character traits of Jesus Christ. This is really what we look like as we grow in the Lord. That's what it means to grow in the Lord, is to manifest Christ's character.
Mm.
I mean, I think we sling that phrase around. I mean, we're growing in the Lord, but really, are we?
Okay.
I mean, that means we're manifesting Christ's character traits, which are found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. You think I could read that real quick?
Sure, please.
Okay. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law."
Wow.
The fruit of the Spirit. But I think, you know, a lot of times, and I've been guilty of this in the past, that if it's the fruit of the Spirit, then it's all up to the Holy Spirit to produce this in my life, and I don't have to do nothing but hang on, and he does it all.
Yeah, and some of us just think, well, if we have the Spirit of God, we automatically have it all.
And boy, is nothing farther from the truth. But once you have Jesus Christ in you, see, he is the seed.
Yes.
The Bible says you've been born again.
Mm-hmm.
We have to catch this, of the incorruptible seed. That seed is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When you're born again, that seed is planted in you.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, once you're filled with the Spirit, he is the farmer of that seed.
That's right.
It's his job to tend that seed to produce the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit in your life. The seed of those gifts is in you.
Mm-hmm.
An apple seed is going to produce
apples.
An apple. Mm-hmm. So the seed of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit is going to produce the nine gifts of the Spirit. Isn't it comforting to know that you, this is your future when you walk with Jesus? You can be loving. You can be full of joy. It doesn't matter how cynical you've been in the past.
True.
That you can be full of joy. You can be the happy person in the room.
Yeah.
You can be the long-suffering person. You can be the meek person.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk with God and are full of the Holy Spirit, he's going to produce these things in your life.
I love that. Just as the seed, his seed is in us, the seed produces the fruit. And
Amen.
Then the fruit has the seed as well. So
yes.
when people eat of our lives.
That's right.
Yeah, they partake of Christ.
That's right.
Wow.
His character traits and his goodness and how wonderful he was. Okay, so I think one misconception that I've had in the past, and maybe somebody can identify with this, is that if it's the Holy Spirit that's producing the fruit, I don't have to do anything. It's all him, and I don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
We have to co-labor with the Holy Spirit, especially when it comes to peace.
Mm.
There's some things that we can do to co-labor with Holy Spirit so that our peace becomes a mature peace.
You know, I found that peace is easy as long as things on the, I'm talking about peace. The fruit of peace is easy as long as my external circumstances are peaceful.
That's right. Do you know that that kind of peace that you experience that's based on your circumstances is a natural peace?
That's all that is.
That's not the fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
See, when the Holy Spirit produced peace, will cause you to have peace. No, in the middle of economic downturn, in the middle of
a bad report.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You can have peace in the middle of it all. Now, this peace is not a que sera, sera. It's not a lackadaisical, lethargic, phlegmatic view of your negative circumstance. It's not you saying, you know, it's not you closing your eyes. and ignoring the situation. It's you being able to look right at the situation and saying, God is in control. He's going to cause me to come out on top. I can have rest in this situation. He's going to work in my mate's life. If you've got a mate that's giving you grief or causing you turmoil, God's working. The peace that's produced by the Spirit of God says it's going to work out in the end here. God is working in this situation.
Wow. And we're to allow that peace to rule in our hearts.
We're to allow that peace to rule.
Now, how? What is our part of co-laboring with the Lord concerning this peace?
Well, here are a couple quick steps. There's probably many, but I can give you a couple that I know that are imperative to your peace growing and maturing and co-laboring with the Holy Spirit. Number one, you have to live in God's Word. I have a great scripture here for you. Psalms chapter 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Our peace, our internal peace, originates when we have peace with God because we love, he loves, and we're not at war with his written intention.
Okay. All right.
That was a mouthful for me.
It was.
Right here. We're not at war with his written intention any longer. That means once I see what God says in his word, once I go to church on Sunday and I hear the preacher, the teacher teach, I have to just latch onto that and say, yes, God. Yes, I'm going to do what you called me to do. I'm going to do what you're teaching me to do. And I'm not going to be at war with you over this right now. And peace will come into your life at that very second when you resign yourself to the intention of God's written word.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, people who are always offended, people that are always filled with anxiety about everything, they're stumbling because they're not in love with the word. And
That's
if you love it, it's going to be one with you.
That's correct.
Wow.
I see, you know, a lot of time we think when we see people who have a lack of peace or a lot of turmoil, their problem is usually not with you or the situation. It's an internal disturbance, a problem on the inside of them because they're wrestling with something God has told them to do. They may not even realize it, but they're wrestling with God's will subconsciously on the inside of them. We have to just be at peace, like David said, Psalms 119. Great peace have they which love thy law. I love what you love, God. You tell me to do it. I'm resigned on the inside. I'm going to love what you love.
Praise God. Praise God. What else can we do to labor with the Lord for this peace?
We can believe the word. I know it sounds like 101 and fundamental, but there's been so many times when I've read things in the Word, I've said things in the Word, but I haven't believed things in the Word. I'm the guiltiest, I feel I haven't believed the things that I've heard and the things that that even sometimes that I've said. They haven't produced a peace in me because I didn't make up my mind to just believe what God said in His Word was true. Peace really can only mature in our heart as it is based on us believing in the finished work of God. I have to believe that everything that God said is true over me. I can't vacillate back and forth. The Bible says that in James that a double-minded man won't receive anything of the Lord. I have to believe. You know, there's a grace to believe.
Oh, yes.
When you're honest with God, when I'm honest with God, and we say, God, I just have a hard time believing what you say in your word sometimes. You know, God's so much like a father. He is the original father. And his grace can come upon you when you call out to him to believe what he said in his word is true.
Yes.
It's a grace from him.
Praise
it's not
a,
an act of willpower from you to believe. I mean,
That's
you have to decide, but you really have to get over on the grace of God. He wants to even help you believe that what he says is true. He's good like that.
Yes, he is good. Well, friends, I'm hearing the word of God. We've got to be one with the word.
That's right.
I love that because there's a confidence. I love John 15:7. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you will ask what you will and it shall be done.
That's
you can put a demand upon your need and see it come to pass, the answer. So we've just got to get in love with the Word of God and walk in the peace. I'll never forget years ago, this man came up to me. He was just in a horrible mood and barking at different people. And he saw me and he walked up and apologized. He says, "I didn't mean to offend you." And I said, "Impossible." And he said,
"That's right."
I said, he said, "What?" I said, "You can't offend me."
That's right.
I said, "I love the Word."
You're already at peace.
I'm at peace. And I believe we need to get to that place. We will not be rattled.
That's right.
Our heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord, the
yes.
peace of God. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow with Pastor Tim Polis right here on Connected.
You're not enough. Question who you are. You're the one who conquers giants. You're the one who calls out kings. You shut the mouths of lions. You tear the dead to breathe. You're the one who walks the fire. You take the orphan's hair. You are the one Messiah. You are I am.
You're the one who walks the fire. You take the orphan's hand.
All I can say is the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And He loves you. God loves you. He cares for you. Jesus died for you that you would have eternal life. Maybe you're walking through some things and you say, my life isn't worth much. Oh, that's not true. You're worth so much that even the very Son of God would lay down His life for you. And you may be hurting. You may be far from peace that you've heard us talk about. But He is the Prince of Peace. He is your peace. He's your strength today. And He is there for you. If you need healing in your body, let's just receive it now. Father, I thank You that Your word is very clear. You were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. A chastisement of our peace was placed upon You, and by Your stripes we were healed. I thank You, Jesus, that healing belongs to Your children today. So I curse cancer at the very root, every cancer cell, the leukemia, the cancer of the liver, the cancer that spread into the lymph nodes, the breast cancer, the brain cancer, all forms of cancer. I curse you. I smite you in the blood name of Jesus, and I pray divine healing and health be Yours now. I thank You, Jesus, for restoring the body, that the immune system is strong in Jesus' name. I pray also, Heavenly Father, for someone that's suffering with kidney failure, that You would touch and heal, cleanse these kidneys and make these kidneys every whit whole. I speak to the body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet to be made well, to be healed in Jesus' name. And I give You praise and I give You glory for it now in Your name. Amen and amen. God is good. God is faithful. He's almighty. There's none that can be compared unto Him. Give Him glory, my friends, and give Him praise. Amen and amen. You know, God wants us healed so much. He really does. And God wants us to be in health. 3 John 2. Above all things, to be in health and prosper, even as our soul prospers. And in order to be healthy, we have to take care of this body. We do. We have to eat properly. We need to get the rest that we need. We need to take the right nutrients in, the right food in. But we also need to exercise. And this month of May, we're talking about honoring God with our bodies. Yes, we only have authority in the earth as long as we have our bodies, and we need them here for a long time. If you haven't given so far to this ministry, pray and ask God what He would have you to do. And when you give this month of May for a gift of at least $15 or more, we're going to send you the CD. It's a coaching CD. And Pastor Tim Polis, that was with me earlier, he will help us get motivated to get off the couch and get moving. And not only that, but when you start an exercise program, sometimes it gets discouraging. All you got to do is put that CD in and begin to get motivated all over again. And we want to get that to you. We want the body of Christ healthy in Jesus' name. Let me give you the address to write. It's He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Or you can go online at he'salive.net. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.